Da Vinci was like a man who awoke too early in the darkness while others were asleep. If you want to be a smarter, more intelligent person, stay curious. Bring it on all day. Hey, hey, welcome to Improve This, powered by Lock and Ladder. I'm John Strand. We have a great episode for you today, talking about being passionately curious, what it looks like to remain curious, how curiosity can enhance your life. And I really believe being passionately curious is one of the principles that is most important, most critical for happiness, for enjoyment of the day-to-day, for getting ahead in life, enhancing and adding to who you are as a person. And if you're passionately curious, life is never boring. The shirt doesn't really support the microphone so well, but I'm really happy with these shirts. Like, super happy. We've got one for you and one for you. So, all right, great. Yeah, it was fun. I looked over at the soccer tournament and saw the shirt. I was like, that's a Lock and Ladder shirt. I was like, who's wearing that? So then I'm like, I do have that goal. I want some of our design and the podcast and like just to, I want to do some clothing where it just says Lock and Ladder and someone to be rocking that shirt in California somewhere, you know. If we do it right, I think that can happen. So I want to talk about being passionately curious. Be passionately curious. This is not a core value, this is a command. You know, I think it really starts with, I mean, this is sort of the negative spin, but like we detest complacency. I detest complacency. This is not an organization that is really going to tolerate that or be up for that. And that's a good thing. That's good for homeowners. That's good for us individually as people. That's good for the health of the company. But be passionately curious. I took this from Leonardo da Vinci, so we're going to talk about Da Vinci today. It's probably one of my favorite humans of all time. Da Vinci said of himself, "I am passionately curious." I fell in love with Da Vinci in college. I had a history professor he was known as like the hardest professor in the whole school, and everybody wanted to sign up for his class. His class was always full because he brought history to life in ways that just you didn't know. And he was so passionate. In fact, he was one of the first people I saw speaking with passion that I registered. I go, okay, that's how you speak in public. Because he was so intense and so dramatic and so engaged in it, and he brought Da Vinci just to life. One of the things he said about Da Vinci was a Sigmund Freud quote. He said, "Da Vinci was like a man who awoke too early in the darkness while others were asleep." He awoke too early in the darkness while others were still asleep. And man, I love that quote. I thought that is a way to live. That's how I want to be. If other people are sleeping, I want to be awake. But the reason Freud said that is because Da Vinci came up with workable designs for the bicycle, the helicopter, the submarine, the tank, and even concentrated solar power back in the 1400s. Yeah, oh yeah, his journals are still studied today. Absolutely incredible mind. And the way he did it was, I was reading in the History Channel's got a good sort of quick biography, and I've seen a lot of films on Da Vinci, and I highly recommend, like, if you're ever bored, well, A, don't be bored, because you got a lack of curiosity, right? And then B, like, look up Da Vinci, study this man. He will positively impact your life. He saw science and art as complementary rather than distinct disciplines. And I think that's so true. And he also thought ideas across disciplines could inform each other. Also very true. And so it's funny, here we are in home improvements, but we have art influencing our sales pitch. And so we have design influencing shingles. We have a lot of we have philosophy influencing our values. But I like that idea of science and art as complementary. And in fact, I mean, if you get into ever studying like chaos theory, or if you look at a lot of artwork, it all is mathematical. If you look at a lot of music principles, I mean, this is probably stuff you already know, but there's a lot of math and science that are the underlying foundation for why we like certain things. And chaos theory specifically talks about like the best art always has the right amount of complexity. So it's not too boring. It keeps your mind intrigued. Fire does this. If you look at a fire, you know how you get lost staring at a fire? It's the perfect amount of complexity where it can take you into a trance for a little while. But Da Vinci thought sight was mankind's most important sense, and he had this sapere vedere. I'm saying that totally wrong. I don't speak Italian, but sapere vedere. Knowing how to see was crucial to living all aspects of life fully. So he thought not just seeing, but knowing how to see was one of the most important things if you want to live a full and thriving life. As such, he studied nature, mechanics, anatomy, physics, weaponry, architecture, painting, and sculpture, among many other disciplines. And in fact, he did not describe himself as an artist. He said, "I am an inventor." He was crazy too. He would go to the morgue, get a body, and dissect it. He like got in trouble with the state a couple times because he's got bodies in his living room. Like, he would do this with animals too. And then he would journal and sketch, and then he would think and he would write about them. Years later, as his journals became more public, they were very influential. I mean, to this day, they're very influential. But in helping advance science and the understanding of anatomy and both animal and human. And then one of my favorite stories of him, he would observe things. So he would just sit there and observe. And again, because he was so curious, and he would watch birds and he wondered. He marveled at how birds fly. How do they fly? How do they lift? He was obsessed with this concept of flight. So he would, through careful watching and drawing and sketching, he drew the different wing positions of birds, where they were at the different stages of flight. And it wasn't until hundreds of years later we get a video camera and we film birds and overlap those on Da Vinci's drawings. His drawings were perfect as far as where the wing position, angle. Incredible. And this is a guy who didn't have formal education beyond, like, he got grade school math, reading, writing. Was done with school by the time he was 14. Or actually, I think earlier than that, I think 14, 15 was when he started his apprenticeship with an artist. But Da Vinci said, learning never exhausts the mind. Learning never exhausts the mind. It was his attitude. And I love that. So let's talk about, why is this mindset important? Why is this philosophy of being passionately curious important? And I would argue it's more important today now than ever, because today we've got a million distractions. We've got things that just make us go numb. We have so much that's spoon-fed to us, given to us, where we take for granted. I mean, literally, you know, we've, in the palm of our hands, we've got the some of the most incredible breakthroughs in science and technology. So we don't even have to think about it. And I think there is a certain, I don't know, you just get caught up and it can stifle curiosity. We don't sit there marveling anymore at like how the planets spin and why does that plant grow the way it grows and what does it do and what are the uses of the leaf and the fibers and the, you know, like George Washington Carver, just obsessed with the peanut, came up with 300 uses for the peanut. Just, we don't do that anymore. And I think it's easy as a result to just lose some of the wonder, some of the joy, and then some of that drive that can really help us advance as people. And so I found this Harvard Business Review article had four different authors. It was written in 2018, and it talks about the five dimensions of curiosity, and it talks about why curiosity is important. So first off, here's some of the benefits of curiosity. One, it enhances your intelligence. So if you want to be a smarter, more intelligent person, stay curious. Number two, it increases perseverance and grit. Well, you need that if you're going to be in sales. So if you want increased perseverance and grit, foster curiosity, stay curious. It boosts mental and physical energy. They've done a bunch of psychological studies on this. They found that actually your mental and physical energy is 20% higher when you're curious than if you're just recounting a story of a time that made you really happy. Curious people have deeper engagement, they have superior performance, and they have more meaningful goals. That's a powerful thing, more meaningful goals. So what does that look like, you know, curiosity? Part of this article, it's called The Five Dimensions of Curiosity. They ask the question, instead of saying, how curious are you, they ask the question, how are you curious? Because they look at different types of curiosity. And I thought this was interesting. The first type they talk about is deprivation sensitivity, recognizing a gap in knowledge and filling that gap to offer relief. And they said, this type doesn't feel good. You're working hard to solve a problem because this problem is leaving you, you know, with anxiety, and it's a legit problem. You recognize you have a big gap in knowledge and you have to figure this out, otherwise there's a very negative result. That's deprivation sensitivity. There is joyous exploration, so it's a totally different type. And this is being consumed with wonder. Consumed with wonder about the fascinating features of the world. So this is, you're looking up at the stars going, I gotta know what that is, how those work. There is social curiosity. So there's whole fields of this. This is interest in what people are thinking and doing. Social curiosity can really help you in sales. If you're curious about how people think, why do they do what they do? How do they make decisions? How do they process? See, this boosts not just your intelligence, but your emotional intelligence. And now you're able to better connect and engage. And guess what? You probably get the sale at the end of the day. Social curiosity, you're interested in what people are thinking and doing. And of course, it goes way beyond sales. There's stress tolerance. It's the fourth dimension of curiosity, a willingness to accept and even harness the anxiety associated with novelty. So stress tolerance. And this is where you step forward and explore. This is sort of the first phase to action, actionable curiosity. So you accept that, like, I'm a little anxious about this, but I want to learn more. And there's thrill seeking. It's a type of curiosity that I wonder what it'd be like to do a backflip on skis. So it's being willing to take physical, social, and financial risks to acquire varied, complex, and intense experiences. I like this definition. I think this is cool. Thrill seeking. Being willing to take physical, social, and financial risks to acquire varied, complex, and intense experiences. In the home improvement industry, us sitting there going, you know, I wonder what it'd be like if we could do it better. I wonder if we could do it better. What do we need to do it better? And then next thing you know, you are starting a company. I mean, that's taking all those risks. You're taking social risk, financial risk, even physical, as far as the work and stress and strain of it, to acquire varied, complex, and intense experiences. Thrill-seeking curiosity, you seek to amplify novelty rather than reduce it. These are the different types, and I like that. So how are you curious? So I think it's good to sort of understand, well, what intrigues me? What interests me? And what types of curiosity do I have? And again, a lot of this comes down to, like, are you taking time to be self-aware and go, am I curious about anything? And start, I think it's important to go back to that childlike sense of wonder. You know, some of the questions I get from my kids, like, well, how does that work? And why does this do that? And, you know, how do you know this? I mean, that's incredible. And we need to foster that in ourselves. And we definitely need to do it inside of our industry. We need to stay curious. Because when you apply it to product, you want to know, well, what's the best, right? What is the best product? A lot of people, they don't have that curiosity, so they just pick the first thing, the cheapest thing, the most convenient thing, instead of really research. But like for me, I am passionately curious, not just a little bit curious, like I have to know. And this is a good thing because it's landed us, I think, on some of the best products we can possibly offer. That's a huge differentiator right there. That's going to set us up for success right away. I was reading an article in Inc. magazine about fall of BlackBerry, the rise and fall, and I guess there's a movie coming out that's supposed to be hilarious. And there was a bit of a lack of curiosity as that company exploded. At one point, they had 45% market share of all smartphones, and then the iPhone overnight just destroyed that company. And there were a variety of factors, but I would argue the lack of curiosity of what their technology could actually be, what it could become versus what it was, they just weren't even looking at the possibilities. So you can see, I mean, there's just one example in a very concrete way. If you don't stay curious, what can happen? If you do stay curious, sitting there going, well, what if we could touch the screen and push things around with our fingers on the phone? What if the phone didn't need buttons? What if it could take photos and play music? That all stemmed from someone who was passionately curious about possibility. Passionately curious to see, well, what can technology do? When you stay curious, I mean, let's go back to this list. It enhances intelligence. It boosts your mental and physical energy. There's an excitement there. And it's been fun, even just in the sort of design philosophy of Lock and Ladder, going, you know, sitting down and going, what could we do and how could we be different and what could it look like, and bringing bits of our personality and values into this company and all the research and the time it takes. I mean, just on truck wraps alone, I had to spend hours and hours of research to find out materials and what's possible and what we could do, and researching who's doing cool things, who's not doing cool things, and coming up with, like, dude, I felt like a kid at Christmas when you pulled up with the truck today. It's so sick. It's so exciting. And so we need to foster that. We need to have that on the forefront of our brains. Like, we need to be passionately curious. We need to come in with passion. Because the other side of that is a mind that's awake while everybody else is sleeping. Walter Isaacson says this about Da Vinci. Above all, Leonardo's relentless curiosity and experimentation should remind us of the importance of instilling in both ourselves and our children, not just receive knowledge, but a willingness to question it, to be imaginative, and like talented misfits and rebels in any era, to think different. Big hell yeah. I'm going to read that again. Above all, Leonardo's relentless curiosity and experimentation should remind us of the importance of instilling in both ourselves and our children, not just receive knowledge, but a willingness to question it, to be imaginative, and like talented misfits and rebels in any era, to think different. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I'll put that on the website. It's a great quote. But that's how I want to be. That's how I want to live my life. I want to stay curious. I don't want to just accept where I'm at any given day, you know, because it's exciting. There's more energy, more fulfillment. And it absolutely puts us in a position to better take care of our people, our customers. Stay curious, my friends.
So, are you a curious person? Are you fostering curiosity? Are you bringing passion to the way you look at the world and wonder and the sense of wanting to explore, wanting to learn, wanting to grow, wanting to know things and wanting to have a mind awake when, let's face it, a lot are sleeping? Be well, stay safe. I'm John Strand. We'll see you next Monday. Bring it on all day.